All right, what's going on, Raiders fans and listeners? Hope you're doing well today. We welcome you back to another episode of the Raiders Report. Today, our guest is newly acquired forward Owen Hollingsworth. Owen is a promising prospect. He was drafted to the OHL Sudbury Wolves in 2019. He played with the U14 and U15 with the Junior 67s and headed to the Navan Grads for U18. He was traded to European Raiders this season. He's had a great start to the year, earning 3 goals and 3 assists in just 6 games. Thanks for joining the show, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thanks for joining. You're running a little late because you're starting your modeling career, I heard. That was funny. You want to talk about what you were doing?
Yeah, so me and a couple of the guys on the team, Shabbat and Liverman, we started working at Gongshou for our coach, Horner. And normally we're just like putting clothes in boxes and just packaging orders. And then today we got our first modeling gig, which is pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so fun. It's fun that you get to do that with a couple of the guys too.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. We were laughing at each other posing.
Yeah, well, can't wait to see those pics come out for sure. Well, hey, thanks for joining the show. Just to get started here, you know, restaurants and things are opening up back in Ontario. Things are really starting to get going. Have you been enjoying things sort of opening up? Any restaurants you've been hitting up?
I actually haven't. I mean, I've been pretty busy with work and hockey and stuff. I haven't really gotten a chance to go to restaurants, but it's good that hockey's back going for sure. That's one thing I've been enjoying.
Yeah, 100%. Everyone's kind of happy to be back in stands and being able to watch the game and, of course, being able to just play.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough year last year, and it's it feels weird now that everything's back to normal.
Yeah, it does feel a little odd, but hopefully everyone's getting back into the groove of things. So before we dive into the Raiders, you know, a lot of guys talk about their U14, U15 years. What was that experience like for you playing for the Junior 67s?
It was a lot of fun. Probably the funnest hockey I've had so far. Hopefully this year is even better. But yeah, we just had like a really tight-knit group and we played together for 3 years. So got a championship, which was always good. And yeah, I loved it. Good hockey too.
Good hockey as well. Yeah. About that championship, that must be something that's really stuck with you and kind of being able to win.
Yeah, it's been a while with this, like, seasons ending early and no season last year. I haven't had good playoff hockey in a while, and it's something I'm really working for this year and looking forward to.
Absolutely. So from your perspective, you know, you played U18 and then you played in the CCHL here. From your perspective, what's the biggest change in play?
Well, I mean, first of all, the age of the players. I mean, U18, you're playing against guys your age, maybe 1 year older. And then you come to junior and you're playing against 19, 20-year-olds. And it's like a bit of a difference between teenagers and grown men. So definitely like the strength and all the speed is all different and harder.
Yeah, that's definitely what I've heard as well. It's just kind of a big jump to make sometimes, just adjusting.
Yeah, I do think, I mean, technically my first CCHL year was last year during the COVID season. We didn't really get any contact games in. So right. I think it almost helped me kind of ease into things with practices and all that to get me ready for this year, my first like real season. And I've had an easier time adjusting.
Yeah, absolutely. So being traded, obviously you're acquired this season by the Raiders. What was that experience like for you?
It was pretty quick and pretty cool. I was away for a bit and then I came back. I think I came back like on a Wednesday, practiced twice and then played for Navan on a Friday. And then kind of heard some rumors and then I was traded Saturday. And the next thing I know, I was playing for the Raiders. So I was super quick turnaround and pretty eventful weekend, but it's been pretty fun so far.
Yeah, that is definitely a weekend that'll change a lot of things there. Yeah.
Yeah, like just switching the gear and all that all in 24 hours.
Yeah, that's quick for sure. You know, adjusting to new teams, you know, it can be strange sometimes, you know, adjusting to play, but also teammates. How have you found adjusting yourself to the Raiders?
It's been pretty smooth so far. I came in knowing a number of guys on the team already, and So that was pretty easy. So I had some guys to talk to in the locker room, but everyone's been pretty welcoming and the players are all good, nice guys. And I like the coaching staff. So it's been pretty easy.
Awesome. Yeah. What is it? What's something that surprised you the most when you joined the Raiders or something that stood out?
I don't know.
Hard-hitting questions here.
I'd say probably just how tight-knit the locker room is. Like, everyone's friends with everyone, and it's not just, like, one corner of guys talking. And, like, the conversations are room-wide, and it's pretty fun. The chemistry in the locker room is pretty good.
Awesome. So, you know, in terms of your play, what do you bring to the table? What are your strengths, you think?
Sorry, I'm sitting, the guy on the team sitting right beside me just said I have nothing to bring, but
don't listen to him. Just try to pump your tires a little here.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to go talk about like everything I'm good at, but I think I bring like good offensive aspect to the table. I'm good at puck moving and playmaking with my line mates.
Awesome. Yeah. And then on the flip side of that, what are some things that you're excited to work on, things that you're trying to get better at?
Well, I'm trying to get bigger, bigger and stronger, just because there's older guys out there. And hockey is a physical game, and you got to be a strong guy to play it. So I'm just working on my strength in the gym and getting faster every day.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a lot of guys have a hard time adjusting the size and kind of growing into their bodies when they join, especially in their first few years. So. Definitely something that's noticed before.
Yeah.
So, you know, from you were drafted in the OHL by the Wolves in 2019. Do you remember what that experience was like and what was going through your head at the time?
Yeah. So I have two younger sisters in hockey, and my family was all away in Toronto for their hockey tournaments. Gotcha. So I was just chilling at home. And like I had two buddies over and we were just like watching TV all day and I was kind of checking it on my phone. And then like a couple rounds went by and I wasn't drafted. So I started to get frustrated. So we just went out and started playing some golf. And then like my agent called me like when I was like in the middle of the golf course, just telling me I'm going to get picked next pick. So I tuned into it and got picked and got to celebrate with my buddies on the golf course.
That's got to be the most hockey thing ever. You get to find out while you're on the golf course that you're getting drafted.
Yeah, well, the plan wasn't to be on the golf course, but I had to go distract myself because it's a pretty long day if you're not getting picked early.
Right. Yeah, for sure. Well, that's pretty good story for sure. So jumping into the Raiders, you know, first few games with the team, 6 games under your belt, obviously. What are some positives you've seen from the group?
Well, I didn't really know what to expect when I was coming in because, it was a team that got off to a pretty slow start. And I was kind of worried coming in, but I was really surprised with, I don't know, they must've gotten unlucky in the first couple of games that I wasn't there. Cause we have a pretty good team and, we've picked up a couple wins and I really think, we're going to hit a hot streak now.
Yeah. I think there were definitely a few games where, it was always close and just got away from them a little bit, but I think the group is really strong, and to your point, yeah, I agree with that 100%. So you guys just won your last game against Cornwall, I think. Picked up your third assist of the season. How did that game feel for you and, you know, getting that win with the team?
Yeah, I mean, Cornwall is a team that's pretty close to us in the standings, and all these games matter, especially with these teams that are close to us in terms of making the playoffs. So we had lost on Friday, so it was really important we picked up 2 points there. So our team came in pretty motivated, but probably wasn't my best game, but we still ended up winning, which is good. And I don't know. That was important. It sucks we gave them a point, though, because it went to overtime, but we'll take 2 points.
Yeah, for sure. Well, good on you for owning up for saying it wasn't your best game. Got to be honest, eh?
Yeah.
So you're tied 30 points, you know, with just 6 games. Obviously, it's still very early in the season, but you're clearly starting to contribute. What do you attribute your early success to?
I'd probably say my line mates. I've had a combination of lines, but I've mainly been playing with Tyler Melvin, Ryan Liverman.
He's been doing good too, eh?
Yeah, they've both been doing well. These guys are easy to play with. They're so fast that pretty much I can just get the puck to them, let them skate it and get open, and they'll find me. It's been super easy playing with them, and I definitely got to give them the credit for pretty much 100% of my points.
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, I got one more question for you before I let you go. I kind of ask this question to pretty much every guy that comes on. I think it's interesting, the different answers I get. What's the best piece of advice you've ever gotten from a teammate, coach, you know, family member, anybody?
I think probably to keep patience, because like not everyone's going to go and make the OHL at 16 and get drafted to the NHL. There's only a certain amount of guys that can do that, but that doesn't mean that you can't keep playing and keep going. So just staying patient and like keep playing your game and things will work out.
Keep playing your game, things will work out. Well, good luck to you, man. Thanks so much for coming on today. We all appreciate it here with the Raiders, and good luck this season and in the future.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.